Hi everybody and welcome to Ops DSSA today on the 27th of February. On the call so far we have Tim Galvin, Mark Costers, Mike O'Connor, and from Icon staff we have Julie Hedlund, Patrick Jones and Christina Nordstrom, and Olivier Crepin-Leblanc is on his way.
Cool. Olivier, are you on the call now?
Not yet.
Well, who knows? As most of you heard, we've got a pretty short agenda, I think, unless there's something I missed. You know, I was sort of flipping through the deck this morning and decided to tweak it a little. So I just want to show you the latest version. I sent it to the list, to our list, and it's probably in your inbox. But I thought I'd just flip through those really quick. I think the schedule, Julie's pretty on top of that. I posted out, posted the same thing to the wiki, I think. Oh, so it's Olivier's problem. No. Christina, why don't you cope with Olivier and I'll keep going here. Then I think the other thing to do on the agenda is take a look at what we want to do in San Jose, and I have an idea about that. So that's the only other thing, along with this notion of maybe just canceling the calls next week. See, Patrick's...
Don't cancel. I'm here.
Hey, hot diggity dogs. Welcome to the call, Olivier. Who knew?
Thank you.
Hard that was going to be. It's great to have you on. Christina, are we recording?
Yes, we are.
Oh, good. Okay. Any changes to the agenda that I've just stumbled through? Sorry about the kind of erratic start, but off we go. Okay. Let me show you what I've changed. And this is sort of one presenter to another, you know. Because presumably we're all going to be using this deck in various places. So the first change I made, and it's not even in the deck that you have, is I decided that at least for my version of this, I wanted to highlight that threats to the DNS phrase in our charter and zoom off and unpack that just a little bit, because that's basically what we've been doing is unpacking that phrase into all those little pieces that the methodology calls out. And so I wanted to just give myself a reminder to give the audience a heads up that we are still doing this. It's just that we've made the conversation more granular, and we think that it's a good thing. I just, you know, from a presenter standpoint, I wanted to give myself a reminder of that. And I'll send you folks the PowerPoint version of this so you can change this back. So on if you want to change your version. I haven't changed that slide. I didn't change the slide about why we selected it. I did listen to Jörg's comment and swapped out the top-level slide to this one, because I think this is a better example of the methodology to talk from. And it feeds back into that highlighted part of the charter. So I was planning in my version of this to sort of preview this slide a little bit when I talked on the charter page and then remind people that I did that when I got to this one. Because I think this is a useful slide to sort of break apart that threats to the DNS into its component parts. So, Jörg, I didn't forget what you said. I just didn't reply to your note. This one didn't change. This is the one that I split in two. As I was looking at this morning, I decided there was just too much stuff on this slide. And so when I pitch this one, I'm going to say, well, this is what we did, and these are the conclusions we arrived at. We've done three things. We've assessed the threat events, we've determined the level of impact, and we've determined the nature of that impact. And so I'm going to spend my time on this slide saying this is what we've accomplished. This is the preliminary conclusions that we've arrived at. And then on the next slide, oh, I was going to delete this one. On the next slide, I'm going to use this to describe Christmas in the future, because I forgot to put that little ditty that we wrote that described the difference between threat events and all the other stuff, and I thought that was good. So I stuck that in at the top, and then stuck the rest of the steps down below it. So that's the change. Then I took out one more slide. I took this one, which I don't know if I'll use it or not, but I put it back in the spare slides part. So the conversation really ends right there. And I think that this is a good place to end it, is on these two slides, because I think this is really the meat of what we've done for the people in the audience. I think we've done a lot of other stuff that's pretty meaty, but I think this is the stuff that they're going to want to talk about. So that's the change I made, and I wanted to see what your reaction was. Any thoughts about this? Is this okay?
So, Mikey, this is Jim. I like the slides.
Cool. Good deal.
So, Mikey, one of the things that Patrick has sort of hammered on us is, hey, we've been going on for almost a year now, and we're not showing anything. I'm wondering if we should have a slide that actually says, well, this is where we are, how far we are in getting this document prepared.
Yeah, Patrick asked about that on the last DSSA call, too, and he was sort of asking the question, how long do you think it's going to take to get to the end? And my answer is still nuanced. I'm giving him the consultant's answer on that, which is it depends. I don't know yet. I think it's safe to say that this is what we have done so far. We've done three of sort of six major steps. And so one way to say this is, well, we're about half done of the analysis part, and that we would have a substantial amount of this stuff done by Prague. But I think it depends to a certain extent on the level of detail we go into here. And I think that one of the things that we're going to want to do in Costa Rica is spend the time on this slide tailoring the methodology as to how far down we want to go. Because one of the things that's changed since we started a year ago is that there are these other groups that have started up. And as Patrick reminds us, they may be able to carry on some of this work if we provide them a good roadmap. And so one of the ways to view this job is to say, here are the things at a very broad level that we've identified. You know, here are the vulnerabilities. Here are the predisposing conditions. Here, in a very general way, are the controls and mitigations that we've identified. And you, other groups, should go off and drill into the details. In that case, I think it's pretty safe to say that we could be done with that by Prague. Because, you know, I think then the detailed analysis part could be handed off to others, perhaps others who have more resources than we do. But our charter points us in a different direction. Our charter says, no. You get to identify the vulnerabilities, but you get to do that at a detailed level. And you get to You know, it's this actual level, frequency, and severity part that I think we need to pound on a bit before we can really give people a good answer to that question. So I'm still pretty firmly in the it depends camp on that.
Are we getting paid by the hour?
I am thinking that my hourly rate's pretty low, if in fact we are.
What you just sort of did a voiceover on, I think it would be, would it be possible to get a slide that actually describes that?
Oh, I could do that. I can just, I'll listen to the transcript and summarize that. Maybe in a little bit tidier form. But I think that's a good idea, is to sort of pose that question first to us, but also to the broader community, so that other people can be aware that.
So I have a question.
We're trying to decide that, and we don't know. See what they think. And, you know, I think, Patrick, it would be really helpful to run that, once I get that little ditty turned into a slide, to run that back to some of those other groups and see what they think. Good thought. Thanks, Mark.
Oh, you're welcome.
So I have a question, Mikey.
Yeah.
It sounded like what you were describing in response to Mark's question is to suggest that we're currently working in a theoretical space in talking about threats and vulnerabilities, and the action we have to the groups that we're speaking to is to help us with some empirical analysis. So what are the actual level and frequency and severity of threats?
I think that's right, and I think that it's a choice. I mean, our charter says that we, at least implies to me, that we're supposed to go down to the empirical level once we've mapped the roadmap at the theoretical level. And there's two approaches to that. One would be that we could map it at the theoretical level for ourselves and then circle back around and dive in at the empirical level. Or we could map it at the theoretical level and then say, ta-da, we're done. And you other folks can either help us or do it yourself. I think until we're relieved of this duty in our charter, we probably can't give that work away. But we do get to choose how we approach it. And I do like the notion of theoretical level first and then dive down to the details. And in fact, Jörg, that's actually the point I was trying to get across with this slide, is that it's not so much the organizational tier. It's the theoretical tier first, and then dive down in the red circled gizmo to the empirical level. And I think that right now our charter is to do both. Although it is, we are starting to run into an hourly rate problem. That's for sure. And we're losing a lot of members. I mean, Rick is gone. I think he's totally out of the ICANN space now. At least his job is not an ICANN job. Is he still participating in ESSAC and stuff like that, guys?
Yeah, he's still in ESSAC, actually.
Is he? Okay.
He's currently unemployed, though, so he's looking for a job.
I thought he got a job. I saw that go by on LinkedIn. Like,
yeah, he did, I think.
Okay.
Yeah, and it's not an ICANN-related job at all. He's like chief technology officer for a completely different kind of organization. So anyway, the issue of the length of time is becoming, critical. And we do need to figure out a way, hopefully, to tie this off. What would be lovely is to tie it off by Prague, because by Prague we would actually hit the one-year actual project. We're not at a year yet. We're at 42 weeks, so we've got a fifth of a year yet to go. But it's still taking a long time.
Well, if we can add another slide along the lines of responding to Mark's question that sort of covers the point that I made in a summary of everything that you've been saying, Mikey. I think that would be great.
Yeah, I can do that easily. It's a great idea. I will do that. I saw a hand go up and then it went down. So anyway, any other thoughts about this deck other than that, which is a great improvement? So if there are any more thoughts of that caliber, I'm really interested. Let me get back to the slide that's kind of the where are we going. It seems to me that then there's a slide right around here, either right before this or right after it, that talks about that theoretical versus empirical level and who helps and who does what. Patrick, do you have any insights from the other groups as to how receptive they would be to having us throw the ball to them for the empirical work? Would they sit up and say, yeah, we can do that? Or would they say, no, you weasels, you get to do that too?
Well, I think, sorry, as a starting point, particularly for the board level working group that's going to be looking at this, it's helpful for them to know how much effort has gone into just getting to this point. And I think that it's also good for the affirmation review team on SSR, but this is more useful for the board working group that's going to look at a more longer-term DNS risk management framework.
Yeah. Now, isn't there another one that is going in addition to the board working group?
So the other one is it's not an ICANN group. It's external, and it's generated out of a Department of Homeland Security effort. I do think that they would see this as useful. That's sort of on a different path, and
okay.
They're separate.
Yeah, all right. I didn't realize that was an external. So that just goes in the big never mind pile. Okay. Anything else? Last call, and then if not, I'll push out another copy of the deck with an additional slide probably later today.
Hey, so, Mikey, before Olivier's question, I just want to stress again, I'm not trying to push the group into moving faster than it should, but as Mark has indicated, I think it's important for the community and also the participants to get a sense of, why this takes so long is that it's, been difficult to come to this point. And that's important for other groups like the board level working group to see that this is difficult stuff.
Yeah, I mischaracterized what you said. That's an important word. I will fix that in the future. Thanks. Because I agree with you 100%. I mean, this is hard, but I think we've done a great thing by slashing our way through all this brush and shrubbery. Olivier, you've been very patient. Go ahead.
Thanks, Mikey. It's Olivier for the transcript. I'm very happy with the presentation. I think it's great, and it shows quickly and efficiently what we've done and what we're yet to do. My question was related to what I just actually sent over to the list a few minutes ago, in which Jim very kindly quickly answered. And I wonder whether we were going to touch on that just as a brief sideline to somehow validate, I guess, our method. The question being, the anonymous threat to the root server system with a denial of service attack, most analysts, apparently, and this is just what I read out there, most analysts say that the root server system will not be affected. So the system will not be affected. And so Jim's answer was perhaps the question is, what does affected mean? So I wonder whether any of us had any views on this.
What's going to be interesting about this, if Anonymous does come through, is it will be one of the first known true attacks against the root servers. Most of the time, occasionally there's been spot sort of DDoS attacks against a particular root, but this will be the first time they're all being targeted. It'd be interesting to see how everyone actually holds up.
When did they announce the attack is going to start?
They only said March 31st.
Wow.
Which is suspicious because of its proximity to April 1st, but we don't have to go there.
Well, that's true. I don't know if April 1st is April Fool's Day all around the world or not, but at least in the U.S., that's a pretty good prank.
I had actually two things to, in response to Olivia's question about, you know, the anonymous attack on the root servers, you know. One question was whether or not our analysis is, you know, lends itself to sort of the aggregate opinion about the anonymous attack, and have we covered it in essentially a similar way. And I'm not sure that we have, but I think that's partly just because of, well, I like to keep saying we need to write prose. You know, someday when we get text and we can start to fill out some of these, you know, edge cases, if you will, or provide some more detail to provide some shades of gray to what we're saying, this might be a little easier to see.
Well, I think that part of the reason that I would agree that we haven't covered it yet, and I think part of the reason is because we haven't defined the vulnerabilities that presumably they will use to attack, and we haven't talked about them as adversarial threat sources and how capable they are, how strong their intent is, and whether they're targeting us. So I would say that we will cover it, both at a general level and perhaps at a detailed level, but that we haven't gotten there yet. And I think that, you know, it's one of the interesting ones is how clearly we describe those vulnerabilities, because we certainly don't want to give them a roadmap as to how to attack the DNS in our assessment. So we're pretty quickly coming up on the kind of confidential information dilemma that's been laid out for us. And so I think that we will eventually get to this, but they may, as Mark says, they may provide us a real-life test case before we've gotten to it. Presumably the root server folks are doing a bunch of contingency planning around this.
And for me, Olivier, in response to the question, what does affected mean, you know, I look at this and I think that there are some shades of gray in all of this. You know, there's degradation of service, but maybe the question is how much degradation are people willing to tolerate before it's really an issue? And I think we have to have some discussion about all of that in this document, in whatever report we produce. I mean, when things are not working, that's a pretty clear definition of effect, but I think there's some room there for interpretation, and we need to somehow get to that. I think in our report too, we need to clear some of the FUD out there about these kinds of issues. That's my comment anyway.
Yeah, and I think that what we've done at this point is outline the top layer of that part of the report in this description of the impact, and that we probably need to, as Jim says, go into some prose underneath each one of these, partly to address that. You know, if the zone doesn't resolve, what is the damage to critical infrastructure, really? And this is, I think, part of where we have to talk about the mitigating impact of things like caching and all that good stuff. So I think that we've done a pretty good job of sketching the framework, but we've got some prose to write for sure. But that is interesting news. I haven't got my email turned on because it hoses up the Adobe Connect, so I'll read that after we're done. Anything else on the deck? Okay, I'll drive that other slide in and get it out to you real soon. The schedule, I think we're in pretty good shape on. Julie, you've done magnificently. Thank you. Let's talk. about meeting planning. Let's talk about what we're going to do. I think that the meeting with the SSRRT is basically going to be around this deck, unless anybody's got any other ideas, sort of letting them know where we're at, and as Patrick points out, sharing with them sort of how hard we've worked and what we've accomplished and so on. I think on our, my idea is starting to crystallize as to what we do in our meeting. I want to try this idea out on you. I haven't done anything yet, so I want to treat this as a preliminary plan. But what I was thinking is that one of the things that we did in the work that we just completed is basically falls under the category of tailoring the methodology, which is a step in the methodology that we skipped because we are building this plane in flight. And I think that because we skipped it, we caused ourselves some excursions down blind alleys, which we could avoid if we did the tailoring first. And this really ties into Jurg's comment on the list, where he was saying, you know, I've got some questions about the definitions of some of these things on this page. And I think that what we could do is spend the time in Costa Rica pretty profitably going through, you know, the methodology has tons of documentation as to what we're supposed to do. And I was thinking that what I would do is extract some of that, not present the whole thing because it's horrendous, but thin it out a bit and spend the time in San Jose doing the tailoring, you know, arriving at agreement on what these terms mean and what kinds of things we're looking for and so on, so that then hopefully we could proceed pretty quickly through at least the general layer of filling in the answers to these questions on the calls. So rather than actually doing you know, a list of vulnerabilities, for example, because we have a gigantic list that I haven't forgotten about that we're going to blow the dust off of pretty quick here. But before we do that, I think it would be a good idea to sort of have the kind of what do these terms mean and what's the scope of it and so on type discussion ahead of time. And if that's okay with you all, I'll go ahead and prepare a deck for that. I'll just circulate it on our list because I don't think that we're going to have a quorum for our next ops call. But I think we can do this over the list. I just didn't want to start. It's going to be a lot of work at my gigantic hourly pay rate, and I didn't want to start that and then discover that people were going, no, that's a bad idea. So what do you think of that idea as the approach for the day on Thursday at Costa Rica? I hear no objections, so maybe the thing to do is let me take a first pass through it and see what I come up with and see what you think. Okay, that's what I'll do. The last question is just a simple ops one. Should we cancel the calls next week? We don't have a quorum probably on the ops call, and I would think that the Thursday call would be really tough because people are going to be traveling to Costa Rica. So, again, this is unless you think otherwise, why don't we just go ahead and cancel those? Because I think it's going to be really tough to get folks for the call a week from Thursday.
Sounds good to me.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's all I have. Olivier's in on that, too. So, Christina, if you could push the note out to the list that we're going to cancel both the ops call and the Thursday call, that would be great.
And sure.
We'll do that. All right, then. I think we've gotten through our little agenda, and we'll see you in Costa Rica. Well, I guess we'll see some of you on Thursday. Some of you won't make it, but we'll do the call this Thursday, and then we'll wrap it up. That's it for me. Have a great day.
Thanks, Mikey.
Thanks, Mikey.
Okay.
Bye. Thanks, Mikey.
I just missed.
Huh?
I spoke with the thing still on with
Christina?
The
left.
Ah, okay. See you
later. Spoke with mute still on. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Okay, I think I might have missed my intervention on there. The slide deck itself doesn't use the template for Costa Rica. Are you going to ask for it to use that template, or?
Good luck.
Because at the
that.
Moment it's plain white background.
Yeah, I'm gonna let the brilliant staff folks take care of this. My guess would be that when they try and crash this into their template, they're going to have a very hard time doing it. So I'm going to leave it just plain white background for, at least for me. Because, you know, the problem with those dang templates is that they consume about 40% of the slide with eye candy. And
yep.
I've got better uses for that.
That was exactly
yeah, but that's intended
the,
to be a feature.
Huh?
That's intended to be a feature.
Oh, yeah, it's a feature. Fine. Well, I'm not into those features. I've never liked templates like that. But, you know,
well,
okay.
I agree with you
the
that they overdo the template,
great.
But nonetheless, you know, their goal, obviously, is to try to get you to focus on the few points you're trying to make. But they do tend to overdo it. I agree with you.
Yeah. Christina, are you still on the call? Julie, are you still on? Christina, yeah, I'm still here. Oh, she's off the call, though.
Yeah.
Oops, that's not what I meant to do. Just type the word yep into PowerPoint and got a new slide.
Yeah, the question, I mean, I have the same problem with the templates. They consume at least one quarter of the page, if not more. In fact, this time's one, the logo is absolutely huge in the corner. So, but it was just a question whether, you know, the plan was to have it or whether we can just, maybe you can get staff to just do like a front page, first page and the question page with the logos, but keep the others with a white background.
Oh, that's a good idea. Yeah. Yeah, I'll do that. Because
it is important. I mean, the branding side is important for the actual, you know, the meeting itself. So when you then you know these are obviously the slides for Costa Rica.
Right. I don't even have. Well, I'll see if I can get the template. Maybe I can mess around with it and shrink some of that branding stuff.
Yeah, I can send you an example that's been alicized. So it's got the ALAC, ALAC logo in addition to all of the other logos.
Oh, my God. Yeah, well, why don't you send it to me in PowerPoint format, and then I'll
all right,
do a,
I'll send
I'll
it to
do
you
a
no
little
word.
Mikey rebranding game there.
All right.
I worry what would happen if you tried to shrink these slides that much. I think you'd get an eye chart. That's a good.
Sounds good.
Yeah, that's a great idea. Thanks, Olivia. I totally forgot about all that. Okay, I think I'm going to drop off now, and we'll see you all soon.
See you all soon. Take care.
Righto. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.